Parshat Emor revolves entirely around the Indian of Kovar. Rav Olba says if you have to give a title to Parshat Emor, the one word title would be Kovar. As you saw from the beginning, it's the Kovar of the Kohuna, that Kohanim can only marry certain people. They're different than the rest. There's a certain Kovar that there are for the Kohanim, that the Kohanim have, and Mimela, they're prohibited from marrying certain women. From your time into certain people. Then it goes on to Kuna Gedela, he's even prohibited to marry even more women, and he's not allowed to be Matama even to his closest family members. That's also covered. The Rashbam says when Aaron HaKohen's sons, Nadav Avihu, were Nifter, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ve'al Pnei Kol Ha'omi Kovid. And Rashbam says, what does that mean? Zehu kovid shchina sherei abon of meisim umeniach evlei b'avodas barim. What's the kovid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That despite the fact that his closest, his two children, his two sons, were nifter, he gave priority to avodas Hashem, and he was oisik in avodas Hashem despite the fact meniach evlei b'avodas barim. That shows the chashivas, which gives a kovid. That's really, they're always interchangeable. Chashivas and kovid, the kovid that's given to something shows the chashivas of something. And the fact that he wasn't oisik in his evil, and he didn't leave the avodah in the Mishkan, that shows the kovid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The parasha continues with the kovid of the karbonis and the Beis HaMikdash. That karbonis can't be brought if they have a mum. And a kohen can work in the Beis HaMikdash if he has a mum. That's also a kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's only somebody that's not a Baal Mum, somebody that is Shalim, that works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did he do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong, but still it's a chesaron in the kavod. Then the parasha continues, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. There's a parasha of, Kiddush Hashem Betem, is in this week's parasha, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. That's to prevent Chilul Hashem and to be Mekadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To show the Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's a Kiddush Hashem? When Kavod is given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shows it's Mekadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the story with Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach bought an animal from the guy. And he bought the Talmidim brought the animal and they saw that it had a diamond that had a precious gem hung around the neck of the animal. So they came to the Rebbe, Shimon Shotach, and they say, oh, Birchus Hashem Itashe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. He says, no. Chamor Kanisi, he says, Yalayim Lekanisi, I didn't, Evan Teva Lekanisi, he says, I didn't buy that, I only bought the animal. Kitzi went and gave it back to the Arab. The Arab, he heard about it, he says, Baruch Elekei Shimon Ben Shotach. Baruch Elekei Shimon, he didn't say Baruch Shimon Ben Shotach. Baruch Elekei Shimon Ben Shotach. Because for somebody to act that way, shows that obviously he's coming from somewhere else. He's coming from someone else. The standard person wouldn't do that. Somebody told me a story this week, also with an Arab. He had just gotten engaged, and he went with his kala to the kaisel. Hoydol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoydol HaOva V'Tvila HaLosif. The kids, they parked the car, and he came back to the car. He was pulling out, and he banged into a little bit, scraped a little bit, the car behind him. The kids, it was a nice, fancy, shiny new car. And he wrote a note, I'm sorry, I banged into your car, whatever it is, or please call me, let his phone number. Gets her a day later, sure enough, he gets a phone call from an Arab. Oh no, Shrek, this is when he's really going to take me for a ride. Gets her, he says, I'm in the car, then, man. He says, oh, I'm so sorry for it. He says, yalla, he says, I see that you're Adam Yashar, you left a note? He says, you know, yalla, there's no. Don't have to pay for anything. Had it been an Arab, this is what they live on. Yodoy Bako. Again, if somebody scrapes somebody's car, they're going to leave a note for the other guy? Not a chance in the world. But the very fact that, I presume he realized that it wasn't an Arab on the other side of the phone. That it was, that's Mekadashti. But the truth is, the Emes HaKiddush Hashem, is B'seich B'nei Yisrael. Even though maybe the way that we always grew up is Benikdashti, is make sure that the Goyim don't learn from us, they look at us positively. The Iker is like it says in the Pasuk. Benikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. A Goy, Savisai, is not being Mekayim Mitzvah. He's Sheva Mitzvah b'nei Noach, Halavai. But the real Chil Hashem, the real Kiddush Hashem, is the people that are Mitzvah. That's the real Kiddush Hashem. That's also an Indian of Kovid. Then the Parsha continues to Shabbos and the Mayadim, and the Isra Malacha. That Rabbi Yochanan says the Isra Malach is also a chiluk of the Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is that you're mechabed the Shabbos, that you're focused totally on the Shabbos. You're not doing other things. That's also Kavod. And at the end of the parasha continues with the Mekal. Talks about the person that was Mekal, not exactly what happened. Rashi says one pshat, brings down another pshat, exactly what the, he saw with the lechem upon him. He says, what's the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's also an inner Kavod. It's a Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you give him bread, which is 7 days old. It's not Kavod. So, or he was Yatim Ibezinu Shomayi Shechayev, he thought he wanted to be Chelik of Shevet Dan, but Be'etzem is dependent on the father, not on his mother. His mother was Jewish, his father was a Mitzri. And Yatim Ibezinu Shomayi Shechayev, Yatim Ibezinu Shomayi. So it says Yatim Ibezinu. What's the Lashon of Mekalel? Kovid comes, the Revolver says Kovid comes, is the same Shurish as Kovid, heavy. Serious. You give a serious to something. It's heavy. It's severe. As opposed to what's the opposite of kaved? Kal, light, which is the same with the shirish of makalel. The shirish of makalel is kal. When something is light by somebody, something is lightheaded, something is doesn't have chashivos, then a person is makalel. Something has the proper chashivos, then he gives kaved. Like we said, that's the chashivos. The amount of kaved that a person gives to something shows the chashivos of the thing. And Mamela, the more chashivas, it's with priorities. Anything that a person gives a serious priority to, shows the chashivas that the person gives to it. It's interesting that Parashas Emor always comes out in Sefiras Emor, which the Gemara says in Yevamos, that the Shtemisrei Yizugos Talmidim Hayulu L'Rikiva, Kulam Eitzu Perak Echad, why? Shleinogu Kovid Zebelzeh. Shleinogu Kovid Zebelzeh. The whole Parashas is Kovid, and they were Leinogu Kovid Zebelzeh. Doesn't say that they were Mezalzeh. Leinogu Kovid. What is covered? What is covered? The way the Revolver teaches covered, he says it's akaris vigilui milas hadavar, to define, to recognize the chashivas, the positive qualities of whatever it is that you're talking about, whether it's a person or it's a thing. That is what covered is. That's what covered is. It says the last Mishnah in Soito says mishamesi rekiva batal kavod atiril. What does it mean, batal kavod atiril? So Rashi says, why? Where was the kavod atiril? He says, "Shayonaisin liboy lidrish kol koitz vekoitz shall call ice. The kol shkein tevis tiseris for ice tiseris. Rabbi Akiva was darshin every koitz of every letter." That's what it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw Rabbi Akiva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was hearing them that he was darshing the kutzer shal yud, he was darshing the ksarim bchalal, to show that there's nothing which is extra. Everything which is for a purpose. V'zeu kavod Torah gadol she'im bo davar levatala. Says Rashi, what's the kavod Torah? That there's nothing levatala. There's nothing. There's no word. There's no ice. There's no nothing which is levatala. And maybe that's the ending of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that Torah Sasurid, Torah is to be megale, that everything, even the things that look like stories, is regular stories that have no real bearing on our lives. It's all with a tifkai. That's what Teresa said, is that it's nothing's a vatala. Nothing is without reason. Everything is with the chashivas. Maybe that's the chashivas atera. Chashivas atera, that everything is, I mean, that's why we light maduris on Lag Ba'imer. Is Bu'urim kibdu Hashem, it says. The way to be mechabit something is with candles. When a person walks down to the chuppah, he has it with candles. A person by any chashva suda, by shava suda, by yantav suda, he's supposed to have candles. By bris milah, it says he's supposed to have candles. It's a way of showing chashivas. It's a way of showing the chashivas adover. It doesn't say that they were mezalzel, that the talmidim were mezalzel with each other, but they weren't makir the chashivas of every person. You have 24,000 people in yeshiva with thousands of reichim, baruch Hashem, li'anar. Who am I? Say, copy the person himself, copy his friend. We're all here. No, 7,000 guys that are learning together in yeshiva. No, every avreich is chashiv. Every to realize b'megale the chashivas of each and every learning material. That's the chashivas is it's interesting. It says Rabbi Kiva was the one that was darshan v'haftal reichel kamoicho, and his talmidim were nichshol kilu loy. When he darshan v'haftal reichel kamoicho. But I heard from my father, Shlito, he said a very nice pshat in says that Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, he had two Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer darshan hi kavod chavercho, chovev alecha kishulcha. The kavod of your friend should be choshev to you, chovev to you, like your own kavod. Rabbi Akiva, he probably dashed that to the Talmidim. So the Talmidim, the instead of Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua is one of the five Talmidim. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua is one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. He dashed very similar, but slightly different. He took it up a notch. He kavod talmid cha chaver lecha kishulcha. Kavod chaver cha kavod rabcha. Remember rabcha kamer shemaim. He took everything up one notch. So he said that could be that he learned it from Rabbi Akiva Alein. Because Rabbi Akiva Alein, he says, "Es Hashem lekecha tiro." The rabbi talmid chachamim. The talmid chachamim is that akuda of taking it up one notch. But even though Rabbi Eliezer, his rebbe darshin, that your kavod of your friend should be like yours, to be able to properly, Rabbi Yochum says, to be able to properly get the kavod of your friend, you have to shoot a little higher. That you shouldn't be mazal, so shoot a little bit higher, that way at least you'll get the kavod of your friend. At least you'll get the kavod that he deserves. To give him the proper chashivas. Rav Steinman, somebody once came to Rav Steinman, and he said to him, what's up is that we have so many avreichim nowadays? 50 years ago, it wasn't so in style to have so many avreichim. We went out to work, and everybody, what do we need so many avreichim for? It's not, So Rav Steinman turned to me and says, interesting, I also had a question. Why do we have so many gvirim? 50 years ago, we didn't have so many Ashirim. Lamish. It was like, why do we have so many Gvirim? So he'll tell you why. He says, because we have so many Avreichim, that's why we have so many Gvirim. Because who else is going to support them? He says, everybody else gets their money from the Avreichim. That's where they're getting it from. What was the Nakudo? What was he saying? He's saying that he didn't ask. Why did this guy ask why we have so many Gvirim? What do you mean? Of course. It's important stuff. As many people should be, that's me. When you understand that that's chashiv, so maybe you don't ask how many. Every person is individual. Why do we just put them all in a basket together and all the same, right? No way. Same thing with, why do we need so many avreichim? In kaza davar. Every avreich is chashiv. Every avreich is chashiv. Not only that, every gvir is only because he has an avreich. It's every gvir is only because they have the avreich. That's what Rav Steinman was telling him. If you have the right chashivas in your show, there's no avreich which is not chashiv. And that's the meaning of kovod, is to give kovod to every aspect of Torah. Every aspect of Torah, there's nothing which is not chashiv. There's nothing which doesn't have a purpose. There's no avreich which doesn't have a purpose. There's no limud haTorah which doesn't have a purpose. And b'chlal, to be mechabed every person. Not to be mazal means to show kovod to every person. Every person to be megale his chashivus. The best way of doing that is by giving a compliment. A compliment shows, not just a general shakoni abadori. The more of a compliment is, it's interesting, we learned the brachas. We would have thought, if it would be up to us to decide what's the most chashiv bracha, I would have said, Yitzhak Kaplan would have said, Shahakon Yavadvari. Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you for everything. But at the end of the day, the most chashiv bracha is, Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. I'm thanking Rabbeinu Shlom for bread. Not for the strawberries, and not for pizza sauce, and not for nothing. Just for bread. And after that comes for Agofen, also one thing. Then comes for Mizernis, then comes for Agafen, then comes from Eitz, which is already a few more, then comes from Adama, which is a few more. The Chashivas of what bracha is the order, Magaish, is Mizernis, Gafen, Eitz, Adama, Shakel. That's the Rashi Tevis. The Chashivas is because the more specific the bracha says the Biralacha, the more chashiv it is. To tell your wife, thank you for the amazing meal, is not as the salad that you made, that was really, I saw how you cut up every piece, it was delicious and it looked beautiful. That means so much more than thank you for the whole meal. But you thanked you for the whole meal, and here you're just thanking for the salad. Right, because when you specify something, when you speak it out, that you're showing you're being megala, it's not just a general thing, you're being megala the chashivas. That means when you're giving a compliment to somebody and you point out something to him, that's the chashivas. Or I think that's maybe the mechavda yoyse migufoi. It says that by ishta, you should be mechavda yoyse migufoi. Mechavda, give her compliments more than you want for yourself. Which, by the way, I don't think there's any person that doesn't want compliments. Most people are just about okay with compliments. I saw a story from it's a well-known story, actually, that the Leshem, who was the Mekubal 100 years ago, he was the from the Gresta. And when he wrote a sefer, Leshem Shavoy V'Achlamo, it's Rabbi Yashar's grandfather, a copy was sent to the Ben Ish Chai, who was from the Gdei Le'ador. When the Ben Ish Chai got it, I heard either he put on Shabbos clothing or he told his Talmidim to put on Shabbos clothing and go to the Leshem to thank you. That's how I tell the story now. Is to go to the Leshem and thank him. This is when the Leshem received the thank you from the Ben Ish Chai. He said, had I known how chashiv my sefer was, I would have written another one. I would have written a second chelik as well. A person doesn't appreciate themselves until he appreciates the feedback. And a person gets the feedback. I heard from Chaim Volkin, that he said that he went to Rabbi Yashiv after Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv Rav Shach,
spoken Yad Elio 30 years ago. It was a well-known speech that, and everybody was listening to it. Charedim, Chilonim, even America supposedly, because it was supposed to be, they thought it was politically connected. Bekitzer, afterwards, that was when he says, what makes you a Yid? That was the famous, what makes a Yid a Yid? In fact, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, what makes a Yid a Yid? But afterwards, this Chaim Valkin, he said that he went over to Rishach and he told him that he spoke very well. So Rishach said, yeah, famous? So Chaim Valkin was so touchy, he said it over his whole life. He said it over that, I heard from other people also, that they heard him say the story. That like, even the Gol Hador, even the, that was like, he appreciated, maybe he just wanted to make him feel good. Anything, but he appreciated the fact that, to give every person kavod, and certainly a wife, and certainly children. I heard B'shem, one of the G'dolim, that says nowadays we have to have a person should realize that there's a mitzvah also, in addition to kavod z'avicha z'imecha, there's also kavod z'bincha v'zbitecha. Every person, make sure to give the richtige kavod to your children. So a story from Ramesha. Ramesha was once speaking to a child, 12-year-old, and somebody came in the middle. Kitzur, so the kid automatically started moving away. As an adult comes in, Ramesha says, no, I'm speaking to you now. We'll get to him in a minute. Each person has chashivas, each person has kavod, each person deserves kavod, give a compliment. And I'll just end off with one thing. I saw a fascinating thing this week. I saw interesting Maramakim. Rev Zilberstein says that it's also a segula, giving compliments. This is a segula for Arichas Yom. He's Mitzayin, Targum Yerushalmi, in Devarim, Paragimel, Pasuk Beis. What does it say in Paragimel, Pasuk Beis? Vayomer Hashem Elai, Al Tira, it's Benifin El Derech Belshem, Yitzei Oig Melech HaBashem, Nekvesenu, Huvu Cholamayin Lemachmo Edrei. He comes, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to fight in Eretz Yarden, and Oig Melech HaBashem comes, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Al Tira, Yitzei. Don't be scared. Vayis Tais, says Rashi, Vayis Tais, he was scared. What was he scared of? Says the Targum Yerushalmi, Kivan the Choma Moshe Yis Oig Rishio, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Oig, the Rasha, Zo Umirtas, Min Kamoi, he got very scared from him. V'omer, and he said, Haloi Deinu Dehavi Mechased La'avoson, Avram Vesar. This was the person that did chesed with Avram Vesar. V'omer Lohin, and he said to them, Damyin Lilonin Shesilin Amabuin Demayan. These people, they're like trees that are planted next to springs of water. He would compliment them. Ram, apparently, Hin and Avdin, but they don't have any children. Begin came because of that. Amtin Leikut Shebrichu Yeheishmei Meshabach Achi Yesei Shonin Sagin. Kodesh Baruch Hu, because of that, Kodesh Baruch Hu let him live for many, many years. Min Beglalim Chuye Yesei Ledarayo V'umos Yesei Biad Banoi. That he should show them all the generations that came out of him at the end of the day, and to give him over to their progeny. But Lamaisa, what's the reason? Just because he says they don't have any children, Kodesh Baruch Hu let him stay for 500 years, he's going to let him. Because do have the mechased la'avos and Avram Vizar. This is the person that was mechased Avram Vizar. He would say about them, you look like a tree which is planted on Mabu and Devayo. You never know what a compliment could do. Certainly it gives chayim to other people. Not only that, it gives chayim to yourself as well.